We are broadcasting, spotlighting Sheffield Village, Sheffield Lake, Sheffield Township. We have the mayor of Sheffield Lake with us. Last hour, we talked to John Hunter of Sheffield Village, but Mayor Dennis Bring joins us this morning. Good morning.
Morning. Pleasure.
Thanks for coming in here. Mm-hmm. How is the lake this morning?
Lake, it's frozen solid. We've actually had some open weather. We've got a couple of eagles behind my house I've been watching, and they've been feeding on some of the fish until the lake froze over, and he decided to dine on a mallard duck the other day. So,
ooh.
So then, too bad for the mallard duck, but good for him.
So are you right on the lake then?
Yes, sir.
Your home?
Yes.
Yeah. Beautiful view, I assume.
Well, huh? It is until you get in January, February. You're more than welcome to sit out there in a lounge chair, but I don't think you'd like it.
Now, living right there, I've often wondered about strong winds coming off the lake in the winter. Can you feel that more so in a home on the lake?
Absolutely. Our home was about 250 feet away from the lake, and I'm glad it is that far away because it gets extremely cold. So, and unfortunately, when everybody else is enjoying the springtime and they're getting warm weather about 3 miles in, we're still getting a nice cool breeze. But the opposite happens in the fall when it's really, really hot out. We're getting a nice cool breeze and it cools us down. So there are advantages and disadvantages.
Do you have occasional problems of people going out, maybe this time of year on the ice fishing? The ice might be hard, it might be soft.
So far this year, we've been pretty lucky. We really haven't anybody out there venturing. You know, with the water being the way it is in our area over here, it can break up pretty quick. So I think the people have got enough common sense to stay off of that. You know, Port Clinton and those areas over there, the water's a little shallower, so the ice gets thicker, so they do ice fishing. But they really don't do that around by our place. So.
Okay. Is the lake the selling point of your community? What brings people to Sheffield Lake?
I think the lake is absolutely a selling point, and we're trying to take advantage of it. We've always tried to do that. We've got the bike paths along Lake Road. Everybody wants to take a bike or walk and view the lake, and I think that that's a big part of the whole shore over there. So, and that's what we've been trying to strive for that for a long time. So,
some months ago, I was at a meeting on connectivity,
yes.
If that's how you say it.
Connectivity.
Yeah, it's hard for me to say, but Sheffield Lake very much in the heart of that. Tomorrow, we'll talk with Commissioner Matt Lundy about that too, but. What are your thoughts on that and the efforts behind it?
Well, I mean, we talked about everything for about a year on that. We had some very good meetings. Everybody gave their input, the four cities that were along the shore there. We all had some type of a design and thoughts of what we would wish for. I kind of went a little overboard. I wanted to cut across the Lake Road and put a marina in where our shopping center is and then put condominiums around that. The project turned out to be about $127 million, what is projected. So they're still looking into that, and if it works, there's a concept drawing of that. Looks very nice. Wishful thinking, but you never know. With everybody, the groups they put into that, it was a lot of fun. And we just got an update the other day, and I think they're trying to move forward with all this. So.
Sometimes you have to think big to make some things happen.
I agree with you 100%. So,
in that proposal, would you actually cut in the lake to bring the lake in a little bit?
We have the boat launch already in existence, yeah. So that would there's your entrance right there. So you'd come in, cut a path through Lake Road, put an overpass in, and then take the shopping center parking lot and cut that out, and put a marina in, and then put the condos around it. So.
Well, it's one of those things where you look to see what you have and what worked at one time, the shopping area, and maybe you're thinking how to redevelop that, make it into something that would be more useful to people at this day.
You know, we've been promoting the shopping center. We've had some new businesses coming in there. And yes, we are taking advantage of it. We have 23 acres, and I don't think there's anybody else along the shore that has 23 acres facing the lake that is available. So yes, like I said, they said give us some kind of a concept or thought process, so I gave them what I thought, but again, we're still actively putting businesses in the shopping center, and until this would happen, which may be 2 years, maybe 10 years. We don't know. So we're still going to fill up the shopping center.
Well, you mentioned you came in here, you saw this balloon tower. You said, oh, did Sheila make that for you?
Yes. So we have a lady that is in the shopping center that does balloons, and she does a fantastic job. She goes around and does events, and she does it privately for birthdays and everything else, and she does a fantastic, fantastic job.
So as mayor, you kind of know the ins and outs of all the different businesses in there.
You have to. That's the whole idea of being the mayor. So, yes, I know all the businesses. I know all our employees and everything that for the city of Sheffield Lake. I've also had the advantage of living here since 1958. So if I don't know what's going on now, I think that I'd have to give up. So.
So I assume you know a lot of your neighbors.
Well, I mean, around us, people that have been there for a long time, yes. But, you know, we're getting new neighbors all the time. There's been several new houses going up along the lake shore, some bigger houses, just like you see in Avon Lake and Rocky River and Bay Village. Everybody's taking advantage of the lake, so we also are doing that. And the affordability in Sheffield Lake is a little bit better than Avon Lake and stuff, and I'm not cracking on Avon Lake. It's just that I think our taxes are a little bit less along the lake than what they are. So Avon Lake has done a fantastic job along the lake too. So
I live in Avon, so any crack you want to make on Avon Lake, go right ahead. I won't stop you there.
Well, you know, when I grew up, Avon was all farmland and everything else, and now you know they were kind of we kind of joked about it. Well, the joke's on us now because Avon has done a great job, and they're doing very well.
Well, you mentioned that you've grown up in Sheffield Lake. You've sort of in your mind see how it was, what you remember about it, but yet you're looking to see what you can do with it now. Is it difficult to go through those changes or to look forward as opposed to looking backward?
It is. People get set in their ways. My thoughts on what the city should be are different than what some of the residents' thoughts are. People are sometimes actively looking for change, and other people want to stay status quo. So it's a fine line, but you always want to improve. Whatever we can do to make the residents' amenities improve, that's what we're trying to do. And then the infrastructure, the roads, everything else. We're trying to do the best job we possibly can. We have a certain amount of funds. We had the state took several $100,000 away from us a few years ago, so it put us in a bind like they did with a lot of people, but we've overcome that. The people passed a 0.5% income tax, and that has helped out tremendously. So nobody ever wants to pay more taxes. Nobody ever wants to take more money out of their pocket, which I don't blame, but we have to survive, and that's part of it too. So
you mentioned maybe what you would like to see for the city. What would you like to see?
Well, I'd like to see all new roads, our infrastructure, several new businesses are moving in now. All this reflects on when you're bringing more money in, we can do more for the people. We're working on a rec center. We're working on several projects. And I can't tip my hat to a lot of these because they're all in the works. So with that all going on, people have asked for, they want swimming pools, they want the parks. We've redone most of our parks. We put a lot of money into that. We had a lady that donated, after she passed away, $147,000. We've taken that $147,000 and tripled it, and we put that right into the parks because that was what she had asked for to put that money into. So we've enhanced the parks tremendously. We've got more to go. So I want to make it a friendly, family atmosphere. If you're going to come into our place, we have 10 parks, so these people can actually go to these. You've got people in apartments or smaller houses, they don't have the ability to go out in the yard and enjoy themselves. So if you got young kids, we've got nice schools, you've got the kids, they can go to school, come home, but they can also go to a park now and enjoy themselves. Instead of just having grass and nothing in there, now we have, we have these gyms that we've built, and these kids can play on that and other activities. So that's, it's just more of a family atmosphere that they can just enjoy. So,
sounds good. Well, we appreciate you stopping in this morning.
Thank you very much.
And coming by the Sugar Creek Restaurant as we're broadcasting live today and tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll talk about the schools, another important factor of what brings people into the community, the school system. We'll see what's happening with Superintendent Mike Cook tomorrow as well. And tomorrow we're going to have some barbershop harmony. singing here as well. You know, Valentine's Day is not too far away, Craig. I can tell because the Bears behind me are holding hearts.
Can we put the barbershop guys in the fountain maybe to sing?
I don't know. Let's see if they have any hip waiters. We'll have to get a hold of them to find out. But Mayor Dennis Brink, thanks for stopping in again this morning.
Thanks for inviting me.
Sheffield Lake Mayor joining us as we continue our spotlight here on WEOL.